His past work led to resignations of top state leaders Sheldon Silver and Dean Skelos. Now U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara is looking west to Buffalo and has, according to published reports, issued several subpoenas. Governor Andrew Cuomo was asked about it following an appearance in Lake George, where he was touting the Buffalo Billion's success.
We've created over 14,000 jobs, $8 billion in private sector investment. So it's going great. Beyond that, I have no idea what that story is about.
Nobody from your office has been subpoenaed, or you're not aware of any investigation?
No.
What about the Skylar Management Company, and what about ESD and its subsidiaries in Western New York?
I have no idea.
Local independent media outlet Investigative Post has previously reported about what it calls a costly experiment beset by secrecy in politics. Among their questions, whether developer Louis Simonelli's firm received any preferential treatment in bids for major projects, including Solar City. He's a major contributor to Cuomo's two gubernatorial campaigns. In Buffalo, Assemblyman Michael Kearns, who campaigned for his seat on an anti-corruption theme, supports the investigation.
That's a lot of money. It's a great development. We're hopeful that it's going to create a lot of jobs. So for me, I think anytime anyone wants to look at government oversight when you have taxpayer money, I think it should be done.
Cuomo, in his remarks to reporters in Lake George, said people go to jail for giving or taking bribes, not for making campaign contributions. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.